attention of the papers. And in so many papers, they have published a statement. There are 4 or 5 candidates, but about our, what is his name?
Lieberman.
No, Lieberman is his original name.
Amarendra.
Amarendra.
Yes, he said he's dominating he's dominating the public attention.
Yes. That is very success. That he's dominating?
That's what he wrote in his letter. He thinks he's going to win.
I think that these rascal leaders, they cannot give us any comfort. All over the world. Here in Gujarat, the students have insulted the leader, you know, so horribly. He has dragged the Prime Minister, Chief Minister, dragged him and said, "Thap," and put him in seated on a ass's back. In this way, he was insulted.
Prime Minister.
The Chief Minister.
The Chief Minister.
Yes.
Jerusalem?
No, it's Gujarat here.
Gujarat.
The next province. He's speaking all the words that he has learned from. Very good. Very nicely he's present.
He's an elderly gentleman?
No, no, only 25. Saying that all these culprits, the burglars, the thieves, they should be punished exemplary. Repeating the same word. Yes, that should be done. Immediately, Bombay. Yes. Everything will be all right. Krishna will bless. I mean to say, intelligent in that part, they will at least give a chance to him. Yes.
He said he felt too off.
That he thinks all right, not to take a walk. But when he takes, that is good. Dharma? What is dharma? Religion?
I was not there yet.
Oh, you are not there. So, what arrangement is made now?
I got all the bus tickets for the devotees, and for the plane tickets, there was a little difficulty. But I don't know how many plane tickets I'll be able to get, but I'll definitely get minimum 2. I don't know if I'll be able to get 4, but I'm trying. I'm first on the waiting list, so I hope I can get 4.
A nice program.
Yes, I told him to send a telegram in any case that he has not sent. But if the program was not nice, then he would have definitely sent a message to cancel the program.
Get help from them by his bogus program.
Yes.
Vishwa Hindu Parishad. What is this nonsense, Vishwa
Hindu?
He does not know what is the meaning of Hindu. And his Jnana Yajna, Gita Gyanajag. He does not understand even a word of Gita. Okay. And this rascal is preaching Bhagavad Gita. This is why. And he has made some name, people after him. People means if you flatter him, that whatever you are doing, it is all right.
They
will be very much pleased. And as soon as you criticize that you are doing this wrong, he'll suffer. Oh, this Swamiji is not conservative. That is going on everywhere. In the name of religion, you do all nonsense, rascalism. And if the leader approves, yes, you can do it. Vivekananda did it. Yes, there is no difference between eating meat and not meeting it in terms of religious system. He preached this. And all the sannyasis of Ramakrishna Mission, they eat meat, they drink, they have women secretaries and everything. This Chinmayananda also like that. I know his whole history. Unless one is purely Krishna conscious, one cannot give up all these bad habits. This is the test. Bhakti parasanubhava virakti annatasa. One, unless one is substantially advanced in Krishna bhakti, they cannot give up this material attachment, illicit sex, meat eating. They cannot. It is impossible. So even in the name of Swami and big yogis, they are doing all these things. Especially those who go in foreign countries. And in USA, illicit sex is very cheap. Everything is very cheap. Yes. Intoxication, very cheap. Meat eating, very cheap. Gambling, very cheap. So when they get this cheap amenities, they forget their so-called spiritual life.
One of our friends went and heard Chinmayananda, and he came back to the temple and he said, oh, he was speaking very nicely. Mm-hmm. So Mahamsa Swami said, what did he say? Mm-hmm. I do not know.
Who is he?
Hari Prasad's son.
Ah.
Bhai Krishna.
That is the disease.
They just speak very big words, so that the language looks very nice, but people don't understand a word what they're saying.
Upper plus reign of Akbar was dogged in bendicularly, lecticism of five like this. Upper plus reign of Akbar was dogged bendicularly, gondolized by the lecticism of five. You go on speaking like this. And people, oh, how amazing. Simply give some grammatical form and talk all nonsense. People will appreciate jugglery. This is called jugglery. The Mahamadi Pandits also do that. All the Mahamadis are against me because I am talking of Bhagavad Gita as it is. And they screw their own meaning by jugglery of words. So they're all enemies. The Mahavadi sannyasis, smart pandits, All of them. Ananda has constructed a Sivalinga temple.
Sivalinga.
You have seen Sivalinga?
Yes.
A temple. There are so many hundreds and thousands of Shiva temples, but nobody has exhibited Sivalinga, big Sivalinga, on the head of the temple.
Where is that, Prabhupada?
In Bombay. And he is speaking on Gita Gyan. Gita Gyan means to construct a big Sivalinga temple. He is proving himself a rascal by his attitude. Rascal number one. He has gone many times foreign countries, but not a single foreign student he has gone. Some atheistic fools who are not prepared to follow any rules and regulations, they are after him.
But Sai Baba too.
Yes. Everyone.
Many of those, the young boys and girls, they're potential devotees.
Yes.
They're just in it for a bit of fun, a bit of passion and fun.
Similarly, Rajanish. Very good intelligence, liver man.
Yes.
Yes, he's speaking very nicely. He's fit for that position. Similarly, our, what is his name?
Balavanta.
He is also very nice. Get some important post in the government, then our mission will be successful. This, our philosophy is being properly ventilated. It is coming in the papers. You see, on account of this political leadership, and I see that his statements are published profusely. Not with other contemporaries. What they will speak? They have no sense, they have no leadership idea.
Some devotees expressed that fear that after some time all these bogus groups, they will start running political men too, and then the field may be ruined. That soon, this, especially the boy yogi, he always follows whatever we do. When we go out and distribute books, they do. When we have kirtan, they do. So there's a fear that soon they'll all be running for office, all these bogus men, because we're
doing... But they cannot say anything.
Yeah.
There are these followers of the Bharata, they're simply rascals.
They'll just be more exposed. They'll have to study your books.
They cannot even speak.
They'll have to study your books to find out what to say.
Yes. Just like our, what is this? Sai.
Yes.
Siddhasaru. He also tried to imitate ourselves. And by reading, he became my disciple. although he has the same mentality, still he does not find any better solution than an our philosopher.
Yeah.
The Koranda, he went and he does not find any solution.
I find no alternative to Krishna's service, he said.
That is the finest. Bhunam janmanamante gyanavan mahanto. That is final.
Start all over the world?
Oh yes.
We should endeavor?
If you are successful in America, they are all ever, everywhere, it will be followed. Yes.
Today one very big minister is going to come. He was a minister. His name is Channa Reddy. He used to be running for the chief ministership. And he's very, very popular. But there was some mischief he did for which he was taken to court and exposed.
So what is that mischief he did?
I don't remember exactly. But he was taken to court and exposed, and he was expelled from entering into any elections for 5 years. So now his period is finishing, his 5 years is finishing, and he is going to stand again. And it seems that he's very, very popular. He has a good chance. And he's our life member.
He's our life member?
Oh, yes.
He studies our book?
Oh yes, he has taken our books and he has specially asked that I'm reading these books, so please give me. And he attended all the 3 days at the exhibition grounds. Yes. You made him a member, no? Yes, Channa Reddy. He's very nice. He'll be coming today at 10 o'clock.
Of the modern politicians, here at the present moment, their philosophy is that one must be very cunning diplomat, then he is successful politician. This is their philosophy. The most crooked man like Chanakya, but our philosophy is that the political head should be like Maharaj Yudhishthira, Lord Ramchandra. That is defense. Churchill or Hitler or similar man, crooked man, without being crooked, one cannot become politician. Lloyd George, the British Prime Minister, he said that consistency in politics is the qualification of an ass. Consistency. He must change.
Trust a politician. So if we cannot trust a politician, why we elect him as a leader? Why should he be a leader?
Yes. No, you do not trust means you are also not trustworthy. Nobody trusts you, and you should also not. That is their philosophy. All these big, big politicians, just in the United Nations, the same philosophy is going on. Nobody trusts anyone, but they speak big, big.
Because the politicians were degraded.